Let's now speak to Abdullah Al-Aryan, who's Associate Professor of History at Georgetown University here in Qatar and author of Football in the Middle East, State, Society and the Beautiful Game. Abdullah, thank you very much for being with us on Al Jazeera. Such a life, such a legacy. How, in your view, did Pelé transform football?
Well, I mean, I think if we go back to the era in which he emerged, I mean, in the 1950s, you didn't really have a global athlete, someone who kind of, embodied the kinds of qualities that we tend to associate today with some of the truly global athletes. And so in some ways, he was really the first, maybe alongside only someone like Muhammad Ali, someone who really captured the imagination of populations across the globe. Someone who kind of existed in a state of mythology in a way, given the kinds of stories that circulated around his performances long before televisions were right. present in every home, and people would kind of have to recap, all of his achievements, winning a World Cup at such a young age and then doing it again 12 years later, having three of those trophies, something that has never been equaled, let alone surpassed, and unlikely based on kind of what we've seen even just in the most recent World Cup, seeing France kind of fail to even get it a second time in a row. So there are a number of achievements here that I think are truly things that will live on.
Yeah, and all the skills, that we see from our favorite players today, whether it's Neymar, Mbappe, Messi, Ronaldo, Pelé did first, didn't he? He could create emotions through football unlike any other players.
Yeah, I mean, his play style, I think, is the thing that he's most known for. The fact that he kind of revolutionized the game, given the way that he approached it with the kind of improvisation, the joy, the kind of, breaking boundaries in a way, going outside the normal kind of rules or, the kind of structures in which the game had been played. Obviously, it was very much a kind of a European invention, a game that was dominated very much by European sides, that all of a sudden kind of Brazil emerges as this major force, largely because teams simply had no answer for the style of play that the Brazilian team brought, but really personified in Pelé as kind of being the player who kind of approached it with such joy, spontaneity, improvisation. And we see it in all of the clips that have since circulated and the ones that, of course, the more that global audiences then had access to be able to see him, not just through television, but eventually through the kind of tours that Santos took
Indeed.
To be able to travel to different parts of the world.
Yeah, he did travel to different parts of the world, to Africa and so on. And he united, Abdullah, he united Brazil, a country that's been torn apart, as we've seen recently, by politics. He encapsulated, really, the powerful global unifying spirit of football. Will there ever be another football player that did what he did?
It's hard to imagine that there could be, only because I think the circumstances, the context in which he emerged is so different now. Right now we live in a much more media dominated environment in which people are basically their brands. I think we even saw that happen with Pelé toward the end of his life, in which they become much more commodified, and so it's much more difficult to kind of imagine the emergence of kind of figures that emerge in this kind of spontaneous space where they can really just personify the spirit of what they embody on the field, given the kinds of adversity that he overcame, when we know about the background in terms of the impoverishment that so many segments of Brazilian society encountered. Right. And then, of course, the racism, the anti-Black racism that existed in the lead up to the 1958 World Cup that kind of allowed him to surpass many of those kinds of challenges, both within Brazil and then, of course, globally.
You talked about the evolution of football. What did he make of it? The fact that football has become so commercialized, the business side of it, making it today one of the most powerful industries in the world. What did he make of that?
Well, I mean, I think if we look at his later statements and his kind of encounters with some of today's modern superstars, I mean, there seemed to be a kind of embracing of the power that football brings, the idea that it has to capture imagination, the idea that these superstars have a platform far bigger even than the one that he may have had during his career. And so he was much more welcoming and embracing of stars like Neymar and Messi and others who, of course, have a much more broader reach and a global reach in the way that they are, without necessarily having the kind of criticism, perhaps, of the commodification of the sport in a way. But hoping that at least that this platform could be used to kind of encourage, a certain kind of coming together that we see in things like the World Cup most recently and other kinds of events.
Abdullah, thank you so much for talking to us about this, about Pelé's legacy. Abdullah Al-Aryan joining us there from Doha.